You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
A pre-Western Conference road trip home game for the Bucks, taking on the Western Conference leading Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Milwaukee 38-28 on the season, good for fourth place in the Eastern Conference, one game ahead of the Indiana Pacers. Milwaukee would take advantage of some early sloppiness from the Thunder.
Oh, and here's a steal on the other side. Prince, who had a career-high five of them last night, comes away with one early. Bucks on the move. Giannis sends it off to Kuzma, who lays it in off the glass, and Milwaukee coming up with four unanswered points. They're back to within one.
Prince affecting the game early on both sides of the ball.
Prince going the other way, goes right at Hartenstein, gets the contact and rolls that over the front iron and good with a foul. So TP's got a chance at the three-point play. He has had himself quite a run here of the last 24 hours.
Tied at 15, the Thunder would go on a 9-1 run to make it 24-16. A three from Gary Trent Jr. ended the run.
Trent catch and shoot three. He'll try it again, and this time he puts it down the hatch. Knocks down the three, and the Bucks climb back to within five. They needed to get one of those threes to go. Their first on seven tries tonight.
Trent's three was the beginning of a 10-0 Bucks run, capped with a three from Lillard to put the Bucks back on top.
Jump ball going to be one back by Lillard. What a job. It's all for naught. Doesn't matter what the shot clock is, because little do we know, we got a great jump ball guy in Lillard. Also not a bad three-point shooter as he dreams the three from straight on. Michelob Ultra three puts the Bucks out in front for the first time tonight. They are on a 10-0 scoring run as Dame sticks his first long one of the game.
26-24 Milwaukee after one. Lillard would stay hot in the second as the game remained tight.
Lillard a long three and he cashes in. Dame has shown a penchant for stepping a couple feet out more here of late, showcasing the range, and he hits his second three ball of the night.
But the Thunder would take command with a steady approach and building a 9-point lead until A.J. Green ended the Bucks' drought.
So Oklahoma City's hitting the shots. The Bucks are not. You don't have to be a basketball savant to know that is going to typically not work well for you. Thunder have hit 7 of 11 shots here in the quarter. The Bucks 1 of 9. A.J. Green gets the second one of the night, these quarter to go right there.
And Mr. Instant Offense dialed in from deep.
Passes out now on the right side, and Porter knocks down the three from the near side right. Kevin Porter Jr. giving the Bucks a spark off the bench. 5 points now.
The next trip down the floor, the Bucks were back to within five.
Green, a head fake from three, back to Giannis. He'll give to Prince. Torian Prince hands off to Giannis. Giannis down low, stuffs it down with a one-hand slam.
But the Thunder's defense proved suffocating in the second quarter, limiting the Bucks to just 15 points. Milwaukee shot just 35% in the first half, 4 of 17 from 3, 53-41 OKC at the half. After posting a season-low 41 first-half points, the Bucks' offense remained in a slumber the first 5 minutes of the third quarter, until finally catching a groove.
Kuzma fires up a three, and he hits it. Milwaukee needs more of that tonight, as they hit their fifth three-pointer on their 19th try. And for Kyle Kuzma, good to see him get one to go down. He had missed on six of his first eight shots.
Next up, Gary Trent Jr.
Trent squeezes off three, and he knocks that one down. Michelob Ultra three for Gary Trent Jr., and it's an 81-64 lead for the Thunder.
Followed by A.J. Green.
Lillard, he whips the pass over to the corner, and there's a three-pointer for A.J. Green, who answers right back. Michelob Ultra three from the Dairy Bird, and the Bucks down by 17 with a minute 10 to play in the third.
Unfortunately, the Bucks defense couldn't post the requisite stops required to make a significant comeback. The Thunder would score on 8 of their final 10 possessions of the third quarter. Another three from Kuzma made it 88-72.
Kuzma catch and shoot three in the corner, and he puts that one down. So Milwaukee's at least getting the offense going here a little bit in this quarter. The problem is the Thunder are also getting their offense dialed in with 35 points here in the third quarter.
92-74 Oklahoma City going into the fourth quarter. There would be no magical comeback for the home team as the Thunder put up an 11-5 run to begin the fourth. Style points for Brook Lopez on a feed from Giannis.
Giannis the other way. Left of the lane, lobs up top. Lopez stuffs it down. 101-78.
But the night belonged to the Oklahoma City Thunder, the best team in the Western Conference for a reason. A three from A.J. Green made it 105-83.
A Golden State team that came in here and beat the Bucks in Jimmy Butler's first game with the Warriors as A.J. Green sinks a three-pointer. Top of the arc.
The Bucks showed fight in the fourth with Kevin Porter Jr. knocking down a three. And Giannis finishing with authority in the paint.
Giannis galloping the other way, stuffs it down as he was slaloming through defenders. And Milwaukee back to within 17. Here comes Holmgren the other way.
But the mountain, too steep for the Bucks to climb.
Now the shot clock is off, and the clock has mercifully hit zero. The Thunder win it 121-105 in a game that they controlled for three quarters of the action tonight.
121-105 the final. The Oklahoma City Thunder improved to 56-12 with a convincing win in Milwaukee. Giannis led the Bucks with a 21-point, 12-rebound, 10-assist triple-double. Damian Lillard added 19.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.